For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, Shirley, it is football season. That is what it is. Last night, my young man, Jordan, J-Dub, played football last night. They lost. Yeah, they lost. But anyway, the name of this prank phone call is Quarterback Sneak. Quarterback Sneak. Mm. Yeah, dog, if you would.
Hello?
Can I speak to Candace?
This is she.
Hey, Candace, this is Tony. Are you Isaiah's mama?
Excuse me?
Are you Isaiah's mama?
Yeah, I am. Who are you?
My name is Tony. I'm DeAndre's daddy. DeAndre, they played on this past season. They played on the football team. They played on the Seahawks together.
Okay, but like, why are you calling me?
Okay, I'm calling you for a particular reason. Let me tell you what's going on. This whole past football season, your son Isaiah, he was a starting quarterback, right?
Yeah, he's a starting quarterback. He works real hard. Like that's his position.
Okay, let me go and say this. I already know that my son DeAndre is way better than your son Isaiah. I already know that. All right, now I ain't get to
excuse you.
No, ain't no excuse me. I'm not gonna excuse myself about this. I've been waiting to get you on the phone so I can tell you exactly what's going on. Let me tell you something. That when the season come back around, when they get ready to play again, I'm telling you right now, my son DeAndre gonna be starting. Please know that. Trust me, I swear to you, I know what you did for your son.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. You who the do you think you are? Calling me, telling me that your son is gonna take my son's position on the team? How do you even have my number?
I got your number from a reliable source. One of the parents gave me your number.
But what kind of mental problems you got calling my house, telling me about how your son is so, your son is like not barely even on the team. He's not even starting.
Okay, no, my son ain't starting, okay? But he gonna be starting next year, okay? But I know what you did for your son to be starting. Trust me, I know what you did, Candace.
I didn't do anything. My son earned his position. So, I mean, I don't really get what you're saying here. You're talking some big game about your son taking my son's position. Like, first of all, I don't even know who you are. I don't know how you got my number. Like, these are kids. It's really not that serious. Like, there are kids out there having a good time trying to play a game. Like, I haven't seen you at a game. I don't know who you think you are stepping up being like, my son is going to take your son's position. Like, what kind of crazy are you?
Okay,
you're calling me nowhere out of the f***ing clear blue. I'm just minding my business. My son is playing his game. Who the f*** are you and why are you calling me? Like, what the
f***? I ain't been to no games, but I'm going to be there on next season. I'll be there, okay?
Okay, all right. I mean, you could try. You might not want to come because your son still ain't starting.
Okay. But let's go on and get to the reason why I call you. I already know why your son's starting. So What?
What? No, my son is starting because he earned his position. He's the best on the team. He can
okay.
Like,
You saying that, Candace, but are you sure your son ain't starting because maybe you slept with Coach Bryant?
What? Oh, wait, excuse you? Like,
did you sleep with Coach Bryant so your son could get that position? Did you do that?
Your mama slept with Coach Bryant with her dry that's why your son ain't playing. Who the do you think you are accusing me of sleeping with a coach?
Hey, I'm just letting you know I know what you did for your
You don't know sh- You don't know sh- You don't know sh-
Okay, so you saying you ain't slept with Coach Bryant. That's what you're saying. So Isaiah started because they just picked him to start.
You are f***ing crazy. First of all, you're going to have to talk to my f***ing husband because these accusations are ridiculous and out of control. Like, I don't know who the f*** you think you are calling in the house accusing me of sleeping with the f***ing coach. My son earned his position on the team. He's like, what the... Who the f*** do you think you are? You are Trey Buggins.
Who is your husband? Who is that?
My husband is Curtis, so you don't know because you ain't never showed up for your own damn son.
Okay, Curtis. Your lover named Curtis. Okay. So I tell you what, I need to talk to Curtis here. That's what I need to do.
Oh, you're gonna more than talk to Curtis, you're gonna catch some f***ing hands from Curtis with that mouth.
Okay, all good. So let me answer this. You talking about Curtis that drives trucks? That Curtis?
I'm talking about Curtis, my husband, in my house. You don't know who we are, because you ain't never showed up. You ain't nobody. Your kid is nobody. This whole f***ing phone call is bull****, and you need to crawl back into whatever f***ing hole you came out of, because I am not here for this
f***. Curtis is a truck driver, right?
Yeah, you lucky he ain't run your f*** over yet.
Oh, okay. You're talking about Curtis. Now, can I tell you something else that I done found out about Curtis? Did I tell you that?
I kind of don't want to hear anything that comes out of your mouth at this point.
Okay, just the last thing I'm going to say out of my mouth. Can I just tell you what I know about Curtis?
You better make it quick.
I'm going to make it quick. Curtis got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy Candace from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Curtis.
Are you f***ing kidding me? We on the radio right now?
No, you're not on right now, but you're going to be on in the morning, though.
Oh, my goodness. Like, my heart is racing right now. You have to touch the f***ing phone and tear off your throat. Are you f***ing kidding me? My husband put you up to this?
Your husband got me to call you, baby. He said, your son is an amazing quarterback. I said, cool, we're going to do this.
Yo, you don't understand. My chest feels like a vice right now. I want to kick you in the f***ing throat. Oh, my God.
All right, Candace, you got to tell me one thing. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey in the Morning. Oh, my God, I'm sweating, yo.
That's stupid on Friday. That's all it is, stupid on Friday. But tonight, I'm going to be stupid because I am headed to Augusta, Georgia. Did you hear what I said? I got 82 tickets left in Augusta, Georgia before I sell out. The Nephew is there at the Miller Theater. Still a few tickets. There's 82 tickets still on sale for the Nephew that's coming in the next few hours. That is tonight at the Miller Theater. Tickets on sale right now. Laying in the cut, I will be going to Columbia, South Carolina. It is the Women's Empowerment House Party Comedy Jam. That's Nephew Tommy and Friends. That is September the 28th in Columbia, South Carolina. All right. Yeah. What y'all think?
That's cool. Yeah. What we think about your dates, the prank.
Yeah. Just my stupid all around. Just the whole thing. Just the comeback of stupid, being down and come back and pick stupid back up after being down and come back in it and just being incredible with it. That's
I mean, when you say you was down, what are you talking about?
Oh, man, 2022, August 2022, I went down. You know I went down. Cancel took me out for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then come back and pick up where you left off on stupid. How good is that?
Huh? I was going to say something, but y'all be pretty sensitive about it.
No, yeah, you shouldn't say it. Yeah, you shouldn't say that. I'm telling you right now.
Y'all pretty sensitive about your little illnesses. Oh, okay.
Do you think that's appropriate?
You want me to be big? You want me to make something out of it? That's what I be saying. See, I'm trying to minimize it so I don't recognize it. But now when I call them little, I'm big ass sick. I got all the sickle cell. I had the whole
family. I am not sick at all. And Junior is doing very well.
Yeah, sick.
What am I up saying again?
I got the whole sickle cell. What you mean, little sick? You ain't finna minimize what's wrong with me.
Junior, you look very well. You look very well.
But you look great, Tommy.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Oh, look at that brotherly love. Look at that.
You know, we ain't gonna get it from him. That's for sure.
I'm gonna get both y'all for Christmas. I'm gonna give both y'all a bell for Christmas, so y'all all year long. You can wake up ringing it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.